Good afternoon, Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Hi there. I have a guinea pig that needs to be looked at. How much do you guys, like, for a quote, just look at a guinea pig?
Our consultation price is $170.
$170?
Yep.
All right, awesome. Can you book in... Oh, I did. We do have a question, because we're not really specialists. With one of our guinea pigs, he has bright red feet, and we were just wondering if, because the animal's feet, he's just bright red. And so we were just wondering if it's...
mumbling, then I couldn't catch the end of that. So I've got his bright red feet, and then...
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, so one of our guinea pigs here... He has bright red feet, and I've never seen his feet this bright and red before.
Yeah, okay.
Is it something we should be concerned about, or is there anything we can do? We just got, so we've just moved to this new place, and we chucked out our old cage, and we've just laid out, like, a tarp and put towels and, like a soft mattress under it, and then we put, like, hay, and then we put... oat and hay across the bedding.
Yeah,
so it's like, I don't think their bedding is
soft.
Yeah, it's soft for them.
Yeah, okay.
And we put them on the grass as well.
Yeah, alrighty. They can get what's called bumblefoot, where it is that sort of red ulceration on their feet.
Yes.
It would be best to get them in to get them looked at, just to make sure there's nothing sort of like in his feet, or there's nothing else that's causing it, and it is just like maybe the move or some changes, and that could be it. But it's nothing, I wouldn't be like, you know, pressing the panic button or anything like that, but I can, I can get them in tomorrow afternoon to get them looked at if you like.
What's tomorrow, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, can we? We don't really. We can't make tomorrow afternoon. Can we do Thursday? You reckon it'll be right till then?
Yeah, that'll be okay. Like, if you notice any changes, if he's not eating as much, or if he starts to look a little bit lethargic or anything like that, we'll definitely recommend getting him in sooner. But otherwise, Thursday's completely fine. I've got morning or afternoon appointments.
Afternoon, please.
Yeah, no worries. I can do from 2 o'clock. The latest would be 4:20. So what time would be good for you?
4:20.
Yeah, the last one?
Yeah, just because I got to work.
Yeah, no worries at all. And have we seen any of your pets before?
No.
Okie dokie, I'll just grab some details. What was your first name?
Kyle.
And your surname?
Melville.
How do you spell it?
M-E-L, V for Victor, I-double-L-E.
Perfect. And what's your best contact email?
Melville. K.T@hotmail.com.
Yeah, was that T for Terry?
Yep.
Yep, at outlook.com?
Hotmail.
Hotmail, okay. And what's your best contact number?
0474 764318.
And your home address?
49 Harvest Street, Morayfield, 4506.
Harbour Street, did you say?
Harvest, H-A-R.
Sorry.
V-E-S-T.
Curve. That's all good. Got you there.
Yep.
Alrighty. And what is your guinea pig's name?
His name is Marble.
Yep.
Melville Mitchell.
And let's have a look here. And it's a male. How old is he?
He is, December? Yeah, 8 or 9 months.
Yep. And what is he, just a short coat, or is he a fancy breed?
He looks fancy. He's got the long, you know, the long hair one? Long hair.
A little bit crazy?
Yeah, he's crazy. He's got white feet and red eyes.
Oh, very cute. And what color is he? Did you say he's white?
He's orange and white, like ginger and white.
Yeah, very cute. Alrighty. I've got him all booked in, what did I say, 20 past four on Thursday.
Do you do vet pay as well?
We do, yeah. Yep, we do.
How do you apply? Because we have three guinea pigs, and they are very, yeah, because you know how guinea pigs are, like, they're just very difficult animals, like, when it comes to their health and stuff.
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
How do you do vet pay? Do you have to inquire about that, or?
Yeah, so you have to sign up and have it all ready before you get here. We can't help you sign up because we're not affiliated with them. It's just, like,
Or
anything like that. So you have to get signed up and approved before your appointment. It's usually a pretty easy process, the same as like Afterpay or Zip Pay.
So pretty much
all the lump sum goes to them, and then you pay a monthly or fortnightly.
Oh, wow.
I think it's fortnightly fee.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Thursday.
All right. We'll see you then. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.